From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Justice Department will expand its investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, the White House said on Monday. The expansion will include President Trump's claims that the FBI planted an informant to spy on his campaign. The announcement came after Trump's demand on Sunday on Twitter for an investigation and a meeting Monday with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray. The informant's actual role was to talk with two Trump campaign advisors suspected of having contacts with Russia. There is no evidence the FBI acted illegally. A report published Monday by the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee says the British government has turned a blind eye to the role London's financial center plays in laundering the proceeds of Russian corruption. The report says the use of London as a base for the corrupt assets of Kremlin-connected individuals is now linked to a wider Russia strategy with implications for the UK's national security. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday released a long list of items that he said should be included in a nuclear treaty with Iran. The treaty would replace an Obama-era agreement reached in 2015.
Nuclear programs aren't cheap. To the extent we are effective at making it more difficult on the Iranian regime, we will reduce the capacity to continue to build out their nuclear weapon system as well.
Pompeo spoke in Washington Monday. His list of 12 requirements included many that Iran is highly unlikely to agree to. One requirement, that Iran must stop enrichment of uranium, which it was allowed to do within strict limitations under the 2015 deal. This is VOA News. The CIA now has its first female director. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I'm Jana Haspel, do solemnly swear.
Haspel is the first woman to head the nation's premier intelligence agency.
There is no one in this country better qualified.
On his first visit to the CIA's headquarters since the day after taking office, President Trump praised its staffers as the most elite intelligence professionals on the planet. Haspel agrees.
The men and women who serve here are a national treasure.
She spoke hours after the president blasted one of her predecessors, suggesting former director John Brennan is to blame for the Russia probe. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United States imposed economic sanctions Monday on Venezuela for what it said was the country's fraudulent re-election of President Nicolas Maduro to a second six-year term. President Trump signed an executive order that banned Americans from oil transactions with Venezuela, which was once one of the world's top oil producers. More than a million Venezuelans have left their country in recent years for a better life abroad. A Syrian military spokesman says the army has recaptured the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp outside Damascus, along with two adjoining neighborhoods that were under the control of the Islamic State group. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Syrian government soldiers fired their rifles into the air to celebrate the recapture of the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp Monday after a long and bitter conflict with militants from the Islamic State group controlling the area. The adjacent neighborhoods of Hajar al-Aswad and Tadaman were also retaken. The Syrian government military spokesman says the areas were recaptured after a series of operations and that many Islamic State militants were taken prisoner, giving the government complete control over Damascus' eastern and western Ghouta suburbs. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And now briefly, the Olympian Ariana Kukor-Smith has sued USA Swimming, alleging it covered up sexual abuse by her former coach. And Barack and Michelle Obama are getting into the television business. On Monday, the streaming service Netflix said the former first couple had signed a multi-year deal to produce different shows, possibly including scripted and unscripted series, documentaries, and feature films. Netflix has 125 million subscribers worldwide. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.